Mm-hmm. What if you just want plain milk?
Sweet milk? If you want sweet milk, you don't let it clabber. You keep it in the refrigerator and use it. Uh-huh. But if you leave it out, it'll sour and it'll clabber, you know?
Uh-huh. Oh. Mm-hmm. I thought all milk had to be churned.
No.
Okay. If you had some clabber milk, what would you make out of?
I'd have make buttermilk
and butter.
Did
you ever make cheese out of it?
No, I never did make any cheese.
Okay. What
didn't
do you
keep it long enough, neither.
What do you do some milk first thing after you've milked and you bring it into the house?
Well, you strain it up into your churn, and then you cover it up and you leave it there until it clabbers. And when it clabbers, it's ready to churn. You've got your fresh buttermilk and your butter.
Mm-hmm. What's the purpose of the straining?
Well, that's to be sure that nothing, there's no hair that came from the cow or anything like that. If it got into the milk, it would not be in the milk whenever you strain it through a cloth. Mm-hmm. I always use that you have the milk strainers that fit right over the top of the churn. Mm-hmm. But I always take a white flour sack and put over the strainer, and then strained it through the sack and the strainer to be sure that there wasn't a hair or anything in it.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a dessert that's made out of apples that's baked in a deep dish, has crust on top?
Apple pie.
Okay. If somebody has a good appetite, you might say something like this: he sure likes to put away his
food.
Okay, what do you call the sweet liquid that you pour over pudding?
Sweet liquid?
That you pour over pudding. You might pour over ice cream.
I don't know when you got me confused when you say liquid.
It could be a little bit more syrupy.
I use Bosco a lot of times on ice cream.
But Bosco, that's the name brand. It's the name brand for chocolate.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's chocolate syrup, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. If you eat between meals, what are you eating? Not a particular food, but what do you call that?
Snacking.
Snack, okay. If you're going to take food into your mouth, like at mealtime, you'll say, I will blank breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Go over that again.
Okay. If you're talking about taking food into your mouth and eat and swallowing it and everything, you'll say, I blank breakfast at 7 o'clock.
I ate my breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Okay. What about I will?
I will eat breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Okay. Or last week I...
Are you still talking about eating?
Uh-huh.
Last week I ate a breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Okay. What do people usually drink for breakfast?
Well, I think the majority of adults drink coffee.
How do you fix your coffee?
Well, I perk my coffee. I fix my percolator at night and put my water in there, and then I put my coffee in there, and all I have to do is plug it up the next morning. So that's the way I fix it.
So you have perked coffee?
I have perked coffee.
Mm-hmm.